Welcome to a new episode of the Brandon Janu Show, and like always, I am Brandon Janu. And also on all podcast platforms that were Brandon Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brandon Janu Show, and of course, YouTube channel Brandon Janu Show. Hope you guys enjoy it tonight, because tonight it is the debate. Oh, and I got a real debate. Super duper real debate, man. I am debating two albums. Same name, kinda. From one of the greatest to ever do it. The one, the only, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne has had an incredible career, an amazing catalog. Mixtape Wheezy, of course, but tonight, all about his albums. And there is particularly two albums that he has had that, to me, I love to death. From, yes, the iconic Carter series. The Carter 2 and the Carter 4. I know a lot of people about to be like, what about the Carter 3? What about Carter 5? What about Carter? To me, these are my two favorite Carter albums. Like, I listened to them, and I still, to this day, remember where I was when I heard them. So, hope you guys enjoy this episode, man, because this is going to be fun. So, Lil Wayne, edition of the debate, the Carter 2 versus the Carter 4. Let's get into it. All right, they already know I do the debate. I go from one track, one versus the intro versus the intro. Then I go all the way down. So tonight is 16 tracks on both projects. And I will be debating all 16. And at the end, if it's completely just 100% dominance from one side, then of course I'll just give it to that album. But if it's a tie, then I will break the tiebreaker. So let's get into it. Carter 2 versus the Carter 4, Lil Wayne edition. Let's go. Starting off, the intro of the Carter is The Mob. Versus the intro versus the Carter, versus intro of a Carter 4. I love intro of a Carter 4. The beat. And if you actually listen to the album, the beat actually plays throughout the entire song of the entire project. The intro, the interlude, and of course, the outro of this album. But nothing, and I mean nothing, is better than The Mob. And Wayne has had some incredible intros on the Carter. Incredible intros on some albums. But nothing, and I mean nothing, touches The Mob from the Carter 2 as an intro for Lil Wayne. Not the intro on a Carter 4, not 3-peat. His mom really talked on Carter 5, so I really can't count that. But if you want to say Don't Cry, if you want to count that really more of the intro on a Carter 5, that's not even touching it. This fucking intro is the greatest intro of the Carters. That is, like, The Mob is just the beat, the verses, the ball, like, every fucking... He rapped non-stop. He didn't even do a fucking hook. He didn't do an intro. Like, he didn't do a hook. He didn't do a chorus. He just, for like 4 minutes, 5 minutes, he just rapped, bro. Like, that is, like, chef kiss. It was just legendary, bro. Like, it's the greatest intro of the Carters. Like, nothing's touching The Mob, bro. Nothing is touching The Mob. You might have to find a mixtape song to touch The Mob when it comes to Lil Wayne to me for that. Because this motherfucking song is just top tier greatness. So, yeah. Track 2, Fly In off of the Carter 2 versus Blunt Burning off of the Carter 4. But with Fly In, But blunt blowing is just different. Blunt blowing is different, bro. Like, shit. Blunt blowing is different, man. Lord, Lord, Lord. It's different. It's fucking different, man. Track three, Mega Man versus track three. That's the Carter Fours. Track three, Mega Man versus Money on My Mind off of the Carter Two. As a Wayne fan, as a Wayne, Little Wayne fan, I'm pretty sure all of us know Money on Our Mind. And I'm pretty sure we could rap it. I'm pretty fucking sure we can rap Money on Our Mind the moment the fucking beat drop. Like, as soon as you hear the do 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 shh. Oh, you could rap this bitch. Money on My Mind is the shit, bro. It's top tier, bro. I remember he did that shit like a spring bling. Way back in the day when BT used to do the spring bling. Legendary, man. Legendary. Track four, Fireman versus, and that's off of the Carter Two versus track four, 6 foot, 7 foot off of the Carter Four. This is actually both songs are the actual singles that came out to debut the albums, the songs that they debuted for the albums. Those were their respective singles. Damn, I didn't even realize that. Yeah, like Fireman was the first song from the Carter Two that came out, which was the first single for the Carter Two, and 6 foot, 7 foot was the first single for the Carter Four. Damn, that's crazy. I didn't even realize that. I fuck with Fireman. Like, I fuck with Fireman. It was like, and I remember it came out. I remember seeing a video when I was like, I had already moved to Houston, because I think the Carter 2 came out in 05, late 05, and I was already in Houston because of Hurricane Katrina. So, yeah, man, Fireman was different, bro. So I remember him being on a goddamn fire truck and jumping out the fire truck, and that video is legendary, man. It's like the most, it's a legendary Wayne video, man. But him taking the Inception movie and doing 6 foot, 7 foot, and Corey Guns, who should have, if motherfuckers didn't leak it, should have been there on the original of Millie on Carter Three. But if you are a real Wayne fan, you know what I mean by Corey Guns being on the original of Millie. I'm so happy Wayne doubled back and gave this man a chance on 6 foot, 7 foot. It took 4 years. It took 4 years, but he got his shine, man. He got his shot, man. This is still one of the hardest songs that Wayne put out in some time. So 6 foot, 7 foot is definitely on the list. Number track five off of the Carter Four is Nightmares of the Bottom versus More Fire off of the Carter Two. I fuck with Nightmares of the Bottom. I really, really fuck with Nightmares of the Bottom, man. Like, that's my shit. I remember he performed it on want to say Unplugged. He performed this on Unplugged. And the moment I heard this song, it was like one of my favorite songs. So, and then when the album came out, I remember getting it and just listening to it and be like, yeah, this shit fire. So Nightmares at the Bottom is taking that. Track six, She Will off of the Carter Four versus Best Rapper Alive off of the Carter Two. I love when Drake and Wayne get together and do songs, but if I had to tell y'all the truth, this is like my least favorite Wayne and Drake song. I grew up with Drake and Wayne collaborating on damn near everything. Ransom, Take Your Girl, Man of the Year, Stunt Hard, shit, even right above it, Gonorrhea. With you, man. Like, them dudes got nothing but fucking hits, classic fucking songs. I do not count this as one. Now, if I see them perform this, I would definitely rap it and love it, and it'd be the best thing I've ever seen. But at the same time, nothing is touching Best Rapper Alive. Even his shot at BG on here was crazy. Trigger Man, Hoodie Man, Teller Kids, Boogie Man, Trigger Tree, Amma Mamma, Gun Playing. Damn, Sammy, you done fucked up. Pussy ass niggas, put your nuts up. Just call me. Yeah. Then when he started rhyming all the New Orleans festivals, that shit was crazy, bro. Essence Fest, Jazz Fest, Mardi Gras. Bodies drop. Oh, that shit was crazy. I'm like, listen, I like young me was driving to school. Oh, man. With the CD player, bro, it was different. It was different. It was different. It was different, man. It was different. It was fucking different, man. Right. Locked and Loaded. Locked and Loaded is track 7. And also, I had to skip some songs because of on Carter 2. That's just a bunch of fucking skits. So track 7 is actually Locked and Loaded, but it's actually track, I think, 8. Or, like, yeah, track 8. But on here is track 7 because I don't do, you know, skits. I'm doing all that. Locked and Loaded features Corrupt on this, and that's the Carter 2's track 7 versus How to Hate featuring T-Pain off of the Carter 4. I fucking love How to Hate. It is literally one of my favorite Lil Wayne T-Pain songs. Them motherfuckers, and especially at this time, T-Pain wasn't as active in the game at this time. And man, I love this song. And actually, it was, you know, because everybody knows How to Love, but this was different. This was one of them songs, man. And yeah, I loved it. I love that song, man. It's one of my favorite Wayne songs. So definitely, man. Track 8 is the interlude of the Carter 4 versus Oh No off a track, off the Carter 2 is track 8 off of the Carter 2. Even though Wayne's not rapping on the interlude, I thought, Oh No, though. Oh No, it's so fucking fire. Oh shit, I might have a problem here. Oh fuck. Now I'm gonna go to interlude. Even though Wayne's not rapping on it, Tech Nine, Three Stacks on an interlude. Done deal. Like Tech Nine and Andre 3000 on an interlude, bro, is that's a win. That's a dub. I ain't even gotta go too far on that one. Track 9 is John featuring Rick Ross versus Grown Man featuring Currency off of the Carter 2. Wayne and Ross have some songs. Veterans Day, 8 Ball, yeah, niggas got some songs. Classics, bro. I'm a G. Classic motherfucking songs. But just like She Will, John is like my least favorite fucking song by John is like my least favorite song by Ross and Wayne. I don't know. I didn't like it when it came out. I never liked the song when it came out. I don't know what it was. I didn't like the fucking song. And yeah, Grown Man is grown as I've gotten older. And Wayne and Currency is a classic duo for me. I grew up on the original Young Money, so yeah. Track 10 is Hit 'Em Up off of Carter 2 versus. Excuse me. Track 10 is Abortion off of the Carter 4. The way Rain rapped on Abortion is fucking crazy. Like, my God, man. That dude rapped his ass off on that. But again, it goes to my young self, man. Hit Him Up is my shit. Is my shit. So, yeah. Track 11, Carter 2 versus track 11, So Special featuring John Legend. People really sleep on So Special. I think they really sleep on So Special. So Special is a fucking classic song, bro. Like, it's, I think a lot of people sleep on that song, bro. I might be tripping, but that bitch gets slept on to me personally. Track 12 is How to Love off of the Carter 4 versus Hustler Music. 2012 over the Carter 2. This is probably their two biggest singles off of these projects. Again, I just write these shits down and they just end up matching each other. It just happens. If I had to pick the biggest song, it's How to Love. It's not even close. And y'all know me, if you've watched my debate, y'all know how I feel about the biggest fucking songs get so much play. I do not like them. And I love How to Love. Damn, that shit got annoying. Like, it got so fucking annoying. Whereas Hustler Music, that bitch is still smooth. And again, it goes into what I just said about Currency and Wayne. Perfect fucking tandem. Currency's on the hook. Rapping and shit. So it's just, man, like Hustler Music is my shit. And the beat, bro, that fucking beat is so hit me through. Oh, that bitch. Man, that Hustler Music. It's that Hustler Music. Young Wizzle got that motherfucking Hustler Music, man. So vibe to it if you. Woo, god damn. I bet y'all rapping that. I bet you rapping that shit right now. Track 13. Receipt off of the Carter 2 versus President Carter off of the Carter 4. That is track 13. That is who's going up against each other in this battle. I fucking love President Carter. If you want to hear lyrics and you want to hear somebody actually just rap and kill it, then President Carter is the song you need to listen to. There is nobody at the highest of heights of rapping at that time that could rap Wayne like this. Wayne killed this song. Like, my God, man. Like, but then they said in Gorillas in Suits, the Holy War, the Spiritual Truths, taking over the spiritual truths. They shoot missiles and nukes. They shoot missiles and nukes. And they thought their drugs was killing the youth. Like this, I'm like, listen, like I'm like this mother. Bro, there's no way in hell this nigga just rap that shit. Like, oh my God, bro, that lyrical ability is crazy. But call me whatever, but I really love Receipt. Receipt is one of my favorite Lil Wayne songs. Like, still to this day. It's still one of my favorite Lil Wayne songs. And it will get my highest love, like, just off of that. And it's one of my favorite songs off the Carter, too. Probably. Like, that is my favorite song off the Carter, too. Track 14, Shooter. Feature Robert Thicke. Versus It's Good. Featuring Drake and Jadakiss. I fuck with Shooter. Shooter is actually getting, has gotten more respect and love as the years have passed. But It's Good featuring Drake and Jada. And this is around the time that Wayne and Hove was beefing. And man, Wayne got in, man. Drake even too. Like to be on a song with Jadakiss and Wayne, and Drake has gotta be the middle verse, and he gotta link that shit. Yo, Drake got some bars in off that motherfucker, bro. Like Drake can rap that bitch, bro. Like y'all, yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Track 15 is the outro on the Carter 4 versus Weezy Baby, track 15 off the Carter 2. I'm going to outro, man. Again, Wayne's not on it, but Bun B, Nas, Shine. I want to say Busta Rhymes is on this one. Yeah, Busta Rhymes, I think, is on this one. But Bun B, Nas, Shine, and Busta Rhymes, like, bro. I'm mad, yeah. Legendary. And then track 16, Mirror. Featuring now, this I had a song on here in the track 16 I took was Mirror, featuring Bruno Mars versus I'm a Dope Boy, I'm a D Boy, featuring Birdman off of the Carter 2. I fuck with I'm a D Boy, that bitch, that boy, that shit is legendary. And if they didn't have Birdman at the end of that song, I probably would have took it. I probably would have took it. I'm not gonna lie, I probably would have took it. But Mirror by him and Bruno Mars, that is my favorite Lil Wayne song. I'm not even gonna lie. Like I grew up on Wayne. And that might be my favorite Lil Wayne song, like ever. Even still to this day, it's still one of my favorite Lil Wayne songs. There's nothing that touches that song to me. So, yeah, and Bruno Mars is one of my favorite artists too. So, it just, yeah. All right. Gotta tally it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9. Based on the numbers and the checks, the Carter Four takes it. And I got no problems with that. I think the Carter Four is definitely one of the most complete Wayne albums, to be honest with y'all. Like, I think the Carter, like, I love the Carter Two. It's one of my favorite Lil Wayne albums. But the Carter Four is actually more complete, even with the bonus tracks. But I like the View and Two Shots. Like, even Mirror, you know what I'm saying? Mirror is actually a bonus track. Like, it wasn't even supposed to. Two Shots and I'm out of here. Something like Up, Up and Away. Up and Away. Up and Away. Man, I Come Down in a Couple of Days. Like, if you put the entire album together, but if you go off of just the 15 songs that was actually on the album, this is a concise fucking body of work. This might be Wayne's best album that he's ever done. And I know people say it's the Carter 3, some people even say the Carter. I've always felt like the Carter 2. When I actually look at this list and I go back track for track, I gotta be honest, the Carter 4 might be his best album he's ever fucking done. And it might not be close. Like, it might not be as close as I thought it was. Because now looking at it, I'm like, as a kid, I love the Carter 2. Like, because I grew up on that shit. Like, I love the Carter, but I love the Carter 2 the most because that was like a pivotal point in my life at that time when that album came out. But now that I'm like looking at this album, I'm like, man, the Carter 4 was a fucking banger. Like, if I just went off of 15 tracks, it would be hard, but I probably would have had a clean fucking sweep, probably, if I could have. Like, oh man, yeah, Carter 2 is great, and it's a classic. It's probably one of my favorite Lil Wayne albums. It still will probably be one of my, but now that I'm like looking at it, I could literally reminisce when I first heard the Carter 4. It might be the best Lil Wayne album. It might be. And I will be doing an album breakdown on this. And I will still be doing the Lil Wayne versus Jay-Z debate. So that will be the next artist versus artist debate. I had to do this, so I had to figure out what album I wanted to put against it. My favorite Jay-Z album, but yeah. I will be doing a top 10 list with Lil Wayne songs, by the way, as well. So stay tuned for that. But until next time, the Carter 4 takes it tonight. Go listen to some Lil Wayne. Mixtape Weezy, all Carters, all the Carters, even all the Lil Wayne albums, man. Wherever you find Lil Wayne music, man, go listen to it. And I will be back soon. Until next time, peace. Lil Wayne, Carter 4, takes it tonight.